Masechet Kelim, Perek Yod Bet, Mishnah Zayin, coins are not considered to be Kelim. They're used to exchange labor or merchandise for this item, and it represents a certain value. They don't do any work, so it's not a Keli, and therefore they cannot become Tameh. Here we'll talk about coins that cannot be used as money anymore because they were disqualified, the currency is not accepted, for example, or the coin breaks down. How do we treat those coins? Because then the use of them was put for a different purpose. Mishnah says, dinar shenifsal. If we have a dinar, a coin that became invalid, cannot be used as money, the government changed currency, or it became broken down, the coin, the value of silver in there, for example, it lost a lot of its weight and therefore can't be used as face value. So it doesn't have a specific use as currency. And a person wanted to turn it into a necklace as a charm or as a piece of jewelry for a necklace. They made a hole in it and they put a thread through it and they hung it around a young girl's neck. Tameh. It could become Tameh. It's now not a coin anymore, but it's a piece of jewelry. V'chein sela shenif sela. Same with the sela coin that became invalid for use as money. V'itkina lehiyot shokelba. And a person prepared it to be used as a weight, to weigh silver and gold, where the person is now using it as a weight. It's large enough to serve as that purpose. Teme'ah. It could become tameh because now it is a keli that has a certain function, it could perform work. We just said that an invalid coin used for other purposes has the ability to become tameh. So the implications are that a person's allowed to own a invalid coin. But hachamim do, in many scenarios, prohibit keeping a coin because a person may illegally use it as counterfeit money. So here we'll talk about where you're allowed to keep a coin that became nifsal, that became problematic. Ad kama tipasel vehever ashay lekayema. To what extent could a sela become invalid? How much weight could it lose? But you're still allowed to keep it. Ad shene dinarin. You're allowed to keep it if it's worth 2 dinar, which is half of a sela, because then it could be used as a shekel coin. A shekel is half of a sela. So you could keep it until it's halfway, and now you know what it is. Pahot mikan yakot. But if it became worth less than a shekel, you have to cut it up, so it won't be used even as a shekel coin. If it was worth more than a shekel, but less than a sela, it has to be cut up as well, because we don't want you to use it as a sela coin. It's permitted to keep a sela coin if that broke down, only if its worth is exactly a shekel, half of what it was worth, where then you could use it as a shekel coin and not for other purposes.